From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A fourth woman has come forward in accusing Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain of sexual harassment, but she is the first to go public. Cain is accused of inappropriate behavior stemming from his time as head of the National Restaurant Association. He maintains he is innocent of all charges. Two Penn State administrators are being arraigned on charges connected to a child sex abuse case involving former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Tim Curley and Gary Schultz are accused of lying to authorities and failing to report the alleged crime. Today, State Police Commissioner Frank Noonan called for swift justice.
This is not a case about football. It's not a case about universities. It's a case about children who have had their innocence stolen from them and a culture that did nothing to stop it or prevent it from happening to others.
Sandusky was arrested Saturday on charges that he targeted boys he met through the Second Mile, a charity he founded for at-risk youths. NATO Secretary General has talks at the White House today, just a week after the military alliance wrapped up its operations in Libya. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, administration officials see Libya as a success story, but not a model for action in other places, such as Syria.
The U.S. ambassador to NATO, Ivo Dalder, says in the run-up to the Libya operation, the military alliance came up with a framework for deciding on action. There must be a clear need, regional support, and a sound legal basis. And he tells the Atlantic Council, a Washington think tank, that none of these apply to Syria.
Given that reality, at NATO there has been no planning, no thought, and no discussion about any intervention into Syria. It just isn't part of the envelope of thinking.
Dalder is also defending the Obama administration's record on Libya, saying it wasn't leading from behind, but making sure everyone contributed in a way that was fiscally prudent. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Engineers are assessing the damage at a university in Oklahoma after a powerful earthquake hit the state over the weekend. Michael Cross with member station KOSU reports a magnitude 5.6 quake broke loose a tower attached to a nearly 100-year-old building.
Students at St. Gregory's University in Shawnee were taking part in a dance Saturday night when the quake hit. It was centered nearly 25 miles north of the campus. Spokesman Brad Collins says it shook loose one of the turrets and damaged the other three in the Benedictine Hall, which has come to represent the school.
We've had a lot of alumni come through and look at the damage, and everybody, you know, it's pretty much the same. Everyone's in shock because that building's been there for so long.
Collins says classes will resume tomorrow, and the other three towers will likely have to come down and be rebuilt. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 20 points. This is NPR. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is rejecting reports that he will step aside to allow a new government to spearhead new reforms to stem Italy's burgeoning debt. After the tumultuous events of Greece last week, investors are now focused on Italy, the Eurozone's third largest economy. Unlike Greece, Portugal, and Ireland, Italy's debt is too large for a bailout. Today, the country's cost of borrowing hit 6.58%, the highest level since the euro was established more than a decade ago. Cigarette makers are getting a legal reprieve from having to put graphic images of the dangers of smoking on cigarette packages. Bold depictions such as diseased lungs were supposed to be included on tobacco products starting next year, but today a judge blocked that federal requirement, adding that cigarette makers involved in a lengthy lawsuit will probably win on First Amendment grounds. Puss in Boots has fended off the competition to stay atop the North American box office. NPR's Trina Williams has the studio receipts.
The comedy of Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy in Tower Heist could not knock the swashbuckling Puss in Boots from his perch. The Shrek spinoff scores an estimated $33 million in ticket sales.
My thirst for adventure will never be quenched.
Tower Heist, the favorite heading into the weekend, makes enough for second place. The other newcomer for the weekend, A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas, places third. Horror film Paranormal Activity is number four, followed by In Time. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Dow is down 14 points now at 11,969. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.